Listen, I'm glad I caught you. What? When am I getting married? Oh, never mind that a minute. Listen, I got the house I've been looking for. Aye, the house. It's a real gem. It's at Jobstown, out by Tallaght. They're being built by Dell Camp Construction. Lovely three-bedroom, semi-detached, with a back boiler central heating system. There's a half-brick front on it, and it's a quiet cul-de-sac development. But listen, Dell Camp are selling them at last year's price, only $28,950. Aye, 950. Get Dinny to drive you up on Sunday for a look. What? When am I getting married?
Now, when you get a girl as good as you, ma.
Dell Camp Construction, opposite Jobstown Service Station, Tallaght. Show house open 9 to 5 weekdays, 2 to 6 Saturday and Sunday.
Waiter, bring me another of those wonderful pina coladas. And would you ask the steel band to play Maybe It's Because I'm a Londoner just one more time? Thank you.
Wake up, ma'am. Afternoon tea.
What? Oh, yes. Thank you, Henry.
Pleasant dreams, ma'am.
I was on the fabulous Paul Steiger Cunard cruise around the Caribbean.
Caribbean, ma'am?
Caribbean, Henry.
Buy Paul Steiger Terran Net Curtains and get the chance to win a luxury Cunard cruise for two around the Caribbean. Get your entry forms and details from Hickey's Fabric Shops, the curtain fabric specialists. Paul Steiger Terralyn Net Curtains, at the heart of every window. You'll love that net.
Oh, Henry, where's my pina colada?
Pina colada, ma'am.
Transamerica way to Chicago. £399 return and no restrictions. Ask your travel agent for details or call Transamerica Airlines, Dublin 770-551.
Fly the Transamerica way.
Clutter-free. Nova 88 FM in stereo.
John Clark.
Love and time. Maybe I'm just a dog at heart. But it seems I always meet some little lady who thinks I'm so sweet. I got too many ladies. I've got to learn to say no. I've got too many ladies. I've got to learn to say no. Got 'em ready, platinum and blonde. Don't let 'em shut you till your fat ones ain't fun. I'm taking vitamin E. Situation again and again. Woman tired of a rude man. she's gone out with a girl. Comes home late, head without curls. I got too many legs. I've got to learn to say no. I've got too many ladies. I've got to learn to say no. Too many ladies.
Hi, Richard. Jennifer, don't forget, dinner's at 8. Hi, this is Martha. My place or yours, honey.
Hi, Dimple. This is Beth. I'm waiting at the pier. Will you be long?
Hi, baby. This is Ricky Jean. Are you still going shopping?
Sugar,
it's me.
Hi there, this is Sydney, Strutton the Stone. That's Richard Dimplesfield, and that might be a hit. Do I care? Not particularly, it's got... They just can't say no. Nova playing favorites. Now, one ticket for sale for the Four Tops concert. It's a 750 ticket, and offer is 2680946. That's a ticket for the Four Tops concert. The Saturday concert is the 750 ticket. All offers 2680946. The Honda XL250, September 1980, 3,000 miles on the clock, and you can phone a brain number 862584. 604043 is our number between now and 11 o'clock. Nova News is next.
Baby, look at me.
I'm on.
FM, Nova News, I'm Siobhan Purcell. The Labour Party has put off a decision on its strategy in the New Dáil until next Monday night. But in a meeting which has been going on since this morning, a list of Labour policy priorities has been approved for discussion. So the political cat and mouse game is to continue over the weekend, with Labour now joining Sinn Féin, the Workers' Party, and putting off a decision about its voting position in the New Dáil until Monday. Party leader Michael O'Leary said there had been no meaningful discussions today about Labour's involvement in any future coalition. He said their main concern had been about the policies to be implemented by any new government and the tactics they would follow as a party between now and when the Dáil meets on Tuesday. One of the key independent deputies, Mr. Tony Gregory, had further talks with Mr. Haughey today. Afterwards, he said it was clear that the country needs stable government for the next 4 or 5 years and that the people didn't want another election. The Minister for the Environment, Mr. Barry, has announced the setting up of a centre for the disposal of hazardous wastes. It will be on a 14-acre site at Baldonnell in County Dublin, close to the Naas Road. The Youth Employment Agency will have more than £60 million this year on youth employment measures financed through a levy of 1% on all incomes. Irish Life, the state-owned insurance company, has reported a big growth in business last year. They sold £100 million worth of new business in 1981. Two bodies have been recovered from the Newry Canal in County Down after the accident last night in which a car swerved into the canal. The man and woman, both in their 20s, have not yet been named. A UDA man has been released from Mountjoy Jail in Dublin on humanitarian grounds. He is Frederick Parkinson, who is serving 12 years for possession of firearms. ESB crews are restoring power to more than 20,000 homes who have been without electricity since high winds brought down power cables last night. Most of the affected homes are in West Donegal in County Mayo. Thousands of people are also without telephones, and ferry services have also been disrupted. A number of trawlers went aground on the west coast, and boats were badly damaged. The Cork to Pembroke ferry service is running about 12 hours behind schedule in both directions, with this morning's departure due to sail about 9 o'clock tonight. The Fishguard to Rosslare service is about 7 hours behind schedule, and sailings between Larne and Scotland were cancelled this morning. This afternoon's Rosslare to Le Havre sailing has been cancelled. Internationally, a man firing a submachine gun killed two men and wounded two others at the Belgo-Yugoslav Cultural Center in Brussels today. The gunman escaped and the identities of the victims is not yet known. Last year, a Yugoslav envoy was killed and several shops and clubs damaged in a wave of anti-Yugoslav attacks. France's President Mitterrand and Prime Minister Begin of Israel have completed an historic meeting in Jerusalem. Mr. Mitterrand is the first European head of state to visit Israel since its foundation in 1948. An Israeli spokesman described the talks as friendly and optimistic. Five people charged in connection with the Tanzanian airliner hijack have appeared before magistrates. The five, all in their 20s, were remanded in custody for 8 days on a charge of unlawfully taking over the aircraft. In Peru, more than 200 people have been freed from a jail after it was attacked by men using machine guns and dynamite. In Geneva, the United Nations Human Rights Commission has been told by an American-based human rights group that about 4,000 people have been executed in Iran in the last 8 months. Police have sealed off part of the Scottish coast because of the threat of contamination. Heavy seas swept containers off the deck of a ship which ran aground last night. In England, a public inquiry has begun into the train crash in East Croydon in January. An assistant train driver who should have been in the cab of the train involved said that he was at home watching television at the time of the accident. He said that he had been told to go home early by the driver, who had to have part of his legs amputated as a result of the crash. And finally, in Britain, Martin Edward Beale has been charged with the murder of 2-year-old Rowan Beale, who died after falling from cliffs in South Devon on Tuesday. Rowan's 3-year-old sister Lily was recovering in hospital tonight after the fall. She was rescued by coast guards from a ledge in the cliffs at Hope Cave near King's Bridge, but suffered serious head injuries. And we have an important message. Due to the criminal activities of a person or persons unknown, Radio Nova has had serious technical damage inflicted on its broadcasting equipment over the past 4 months. Over £50,000 worth of damage has been caused by these activities. Radio Nova is operating a broadcasting service to the public and now call upon the public for their help. The management of Radio Nova can no longer remain lenient to these activities and offers a reward of £5,000 to anyone supplying information which leads to a successful prosecution of this person or persons. And now a look at the weather. cold with temperatures falling to 3 degrees Celsius and scattered outbreaks of rain with frost in sheltered areas. Fresh to strong southwesterly winds will veer northwesterly and decrease gradually. Northern Ireland will have a mainly clear night with scattered showers. In northwestern England, it will be much the same story with fresh to strong southwesterly winds. And that's the Nova News and Weather at 5 minutes past 10.
Radio Nova.
John Clark!
Run.
exactly 10 past 10 on Radio Nova. Paul Weller along with the Jam and A Town Called Malice. Before that, the Crystals. Not the Crystal there, the Crystals. And let's all do the run one. Back to our helpline, Fiat 131 2000 TC Sport, 1979, very low mileage, one owner. You can phone 907-047. A 3-in-1, which is a TV, radio, cum cassette, along with a quartz digital timer. Asking price, £180. You can telephone Vincent Enright on 375-382. The Fiat 124, 1974, £350, and the asking price is £350. The telephone number is 471473. Again, our number is 604043 between now and 11 o'clock. And very sad news, the trial is closing down until tomorrow morning to do some technical work up the mountains. And by way of a bonus, no Casey Kasem tonight. That isn't a bonus. The bonus is that between 11 and 12, it's young Hugh O'Brien. Right, this is perhaps the most requested song. It must be the people's number one, the Haircuts and Love Plus One.
Where does it go from here? Does it go to the lake and the bay? Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
number one in the early part of the 70s for Christy and a song called Yellow River. Wanted, a pedal catamaran. And if you have a pedal catamaran for sale, you can telephone 984381. For sale, an acoustic guitar, six strings, along with a hard case. It's, how did he pronounce it? Ibenze? It's irrelevant. Maybe it's irrelevant to you. Anyway, an acoustic guitar, and the price there is £150, along with a gent's racing cycle, so you can buy a guitar and buy the bike and comfort yourself. The telephone number for both items, 963-497. And finally, Fiat 127 Super, May 1981. 2,500 miles on the clock. The asking price is that's £3,200. Telephone number 379378. And a request I did before 10 o'clock, but unfortunately the two people left the room, and they were Ray and Mary Scally, who are celebrating their anniversary tonight, 10 years married. And I told everyone you had your feet up in the mantelpiece, but obviously you were somewhere else when we were doing the request. And we played a lovely record called Spanish Wine, and we're totally out of money. I'm not playing any more Spanish Wine records. All the best. Have a good night. 10 years. Thumbs up. Here's one for you anyway. It's Marty Ballon, Atlanta Lady. 604-043 is our number.
A landlady, I'm losing my mind. Girl, I want my arms around you now. For the thrill of you one more time. There's just something about your love. There's just something about